From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Afghanistan, U.S. Marines are on the hunt today for Mullah Mohammed Omar. Helicopters carrying Marines in full combat gear left their base near Kandahar just before sunset. Afghan Prime Minister Hamid Karzai says the Marines are looking for the fugitive Taliban leader. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Mullah Omar has been on the run since early December when the Taliban lost Kandahar. For the last 2 weeks, there have been reports that he's holed up in the mountainous Helmand province, northwest of the city. That's the direction in which dozens of Marines set out this evening aboard Sea-Night helicopters, carrying rocket launchers and M16 rifles. Pentagon officials are tight-lipped about the Marines' operation, but spokeswoman Victoria Clark says the U.S. will use whatever resources are necessary to accomplish its mission of rooting out the Taliban leaders. That was the goal of a U.S. airstrike over the weekend in eastern Afghanistan, but there are complaints the bombing caused scores of civilian casualties in the Paktia province along the Pakistan border. The Reuters News Service and the Afghan Islamic Press say warplanes bombed a village early Sunday, flattening a dozen homes and killing at least 92 people. Military officials tell a different story. Major Bill Harrison of U.S. Central Command says the last attack in the area was Saturday, and the target was a walled Taliban compound.
This was not a village. A variety of intelligence indicators clearly showed that this compound was being used by Taliban and Al-Qaeda leadership.
Harrison says that suspicion was validated when the bombing touched off a secondary blast, suggesting that weapons or explosives had been stored there. He adds the people on the ground fired shoulder-launched missiles back at the bombers overhead.
That tells you that you're not dealing with friendly civilians on the ground if they're firing at your aircraft.
Witnesses quoted by Reuters did see ammunition among the wreckage left by the bombing. But a local resident insists there were no Taliban or Al-Qaeda in the area, and a tribal elder says the settlement had been seized from the Taliban some 6 weeks ago. This is at least the third airstrike in the region in the last 2 weeks to draw complaints of civilian casualties. In each case, U.S. authorities say the bombs hit legitimate military targets. That can be hard to judge, though, in a country where loyalties often shift, and current or former Taliban members can easily blend in with their neighbors. Afghan researcher Vikram Parekh of the group Human Rights Watch says the U.S. military must be careful about relying on Afghan informants for intelligence about the Taliban.
The reality on the ground is that there are long-standing political rivalries between individual commanders, rivalries between different tribes, and there's a high risk of these factors leading to disinformation.
Authorities have been trying to gather intelligence from the growing number of Taliban and Al-Qaeda prisoners in U.S. custody, most of whom are being held at the Marine base near Kandahar. Before long, that base will be taken over by soldiers from the Army's 101st Airborne Division. Defense analyst Jack Spencer of the Heritage Foundation notes the Marines are the smallest branch of the service, and he says the Army has the manpower to secure the base for an extended period if necessary.
We have to remember that all of the services are specialists in their own thing. The Marines are an expeditionary force, and they go in and move quickly and occupy a small chunk of land and then move on.
Before they go, it appears the Marines may get at least one last chance to capture or kill Mullah Mohammed Omar. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.